But
Yeah.
happy to hear people at work asking me and they're talking to me like, yo, you know, Craig was right. And I was just like,
Oh,
yeah, isn't he
about what?
always?
We don't do this
You
to
get a lot of
witches.
love, man. You get a lot of love,
We don't
man.
do this to
I don't
witches
know. They're
like
sick of
you.
me. They see me all the time. So they're like, oh, like, oh,
Fresh face.
dude has a nice voice. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, we know. I'm like, that's why I hired him. I think I hired him for his looks. You definitely could be a NASCAR driver.
I would 100%.
You serious? Dead ass? You'll go.
I'm gonna go real fast and turn to the left.
All the laughs.
All right, take it away.
All
Take
righty then. Ladies and gentlemen, this is episode 6, Trey of the Hidden Six podcast. I got my best friend in the world here, Craig. Craig, you're moving up in the friend rankings, I got to admit.
Appreciate
You've been
that.
Solid. You have not disappointed me yet. So I adorn thee.
Big salute to you and all the fans out there. Y'all be going up in the friend ranks for us too.
Yeah, man. Shout out to all the new people, all the new listeners and the old listeners. Hidden Six podcast, episode 63. Let's go. Oh man, Craig, there's a lot been going on. First, I'd like to apologize. I am not a weatherman. Okay, I know I've said my shtick about, yo, winter's out of here, but this week we got about a good 10 centimeters of snow. I showed up at Craig's palace, almost broke my neck, thinking I can't sue Craig.
I'm gonna
like,
knock on the fort twice, tell him secret password.
Yeah.
Six.
I'm telling you, you guys don't understand. It's we went back into the time machine and went back to like January 6th. It's winter all over again.
All over.
Snowmageddon.
This one's probably the worst one yet.
Yeah, it's weird.
This is
I'm
the
looking.
Worst one yet.
I'm like, okay, it's snowing. Okay, cool. You can stop now.
Yep.
All right, chill out.
Chill the fuck.
Yeah, no, back off.
Yeah.
But it's a beautiful day still. Sun is shining. The sky is blue.
It's another opportunity to go fucking tobogganing, snowboarding. All
I thought
your
they banned
activities.
That in our city.
Tobogganing?
They did try to ban that.
That's fucked up, man.
Y'all gotta know.
It's a huge part of everyone's childhood.
In Canada, they don't like to have fun too much.
Apparently.
So they had a
in residential
big,
areas.
Yeah, they had a big controversy of people being able to toboggan, whether, ooh, should not toboggan. I'm like, no, maybe we should get the homeless people off the street.
Let's tackle
fuck the
some
rich
other
kids
issues.
In there. Yeah. And it's always the neighborhoods they show the tobogganing. It's always the most affluent neighborhood. It's the one hill. You
it's
know
the
hill. The
hill.
It's always the hill down by Don Valley down
and,
there, right?
And some of those things are epic, man. I'm telling you. I have had some nasty tailbone bruisers.
Ooh.
Cruising with my GT snow racer, hitting that fucking slalom.
Oh, you had a name. That was your baby, eh?
And when you outgrew the GT snow racer, but you still
took
it out, you just took, you had the one, like the biggest one you could get.
Yeah.
You already had that. But there was no upgrade.
There was no, yeah.
There was nothing else.
Because you know what? You don't want to let it go.
Yeah.
You don't want to let it go.
So you went and it just cracks your tailbone so hard on that first fucking
I
dip.
Bet it's still in here somewhere. It has claimed many a tailbone.
Look, I'll tell you what. The water cooler conversation is at an all-time high.
Mm.
The debate of should I put my summer tires on or not is just riveting. I'm telling you. I'm just so excited to talk about it.
There's a pun in there somewhere. Listen, I told you on the way here that I had tire trouble last week,
yeah.
And Craig's always hitting me, you know, you should always get a good tire, get a good set on.
It'll treat you everything. Well, bro.
Now,
your car's got to sit on some comfy shoes.
Me, for many years, as the N-word that I am, I'm the guy to ride on with, like, maybe two tires the same. And,
the man's creds all fucked up.
And the other two, it's like a bald head. And I'm riding on balloons. And the other two are different. My mechanic told me you should never have different tires.
Correct.
On your car.
Yeah, apparently it's a thing. Apparently the wear and tear is what it's most important for.
It increases
but they
it
are,
like tenfold.
Yeah, they just don't vibe together. They really have to be like proper tread, proper
yeah.
pattern. Like apparently there's all these intricacies when it comes to picking
a lot
the
of
tire
science
right
and juju going into tires.
Right. Now,
right? It's
can
like
you ride it out? Of course.
Are you gonna rock Nikes with Tim's?
There you go.
That's what
gotcha.
That,
are you
gonna right?
wear Adidas socks with a fresh pair of Air Maxes? Get the fuck out of here.
It's pretty sad that to this, in my adulthood, I'm still trying to figure it out. Because I called him.
Still learning
I'm
this.
Like, yo, I got new two sets of tires from this other guy, which when you go to your mechanic and you have to confess,
Yeah.
That you have like a side chick mechanic.
That's never
good. Actually a chick too.
That's never good. And it becomes not even a good competition.
It's not a good.
Do better. It's just who did the shittiest job.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said. He's like, well, you know what? Tell the Mulians he's Italian. I can say, I don't know what Mulians mean.
You don't?
I don't.
A mulatto?
No, it's a bad thing. Are we taking this out?
A mulatto? You know what that is?
No, a person?
Yeah. No, yeah.
Of mixed descent?
It's like a mutt, you know?
Oh my God.
You know?
By also Italian boss, when they argue, it's like love, but they just call each other salad and vegetable names. It's hilarious, right? And let's get the project done. Shit. But he told me, he's like, yo, go back to your mechanic and you tell them, give you two more sets of tires and then call me back. I didn't call him back.
You just
I went back.
Leave it at this.
Yeah, I went back. Yeah,
he's got the fucking tire iron in his hand. He's like, well, where are we going?
Where was right?
Pull up.
No, I'm charging you. The chick was cool. She was like, yo, no problem. Really, you know, one of those mechanics where you're like, I'll come back to you because you give me such
ones.
A good vibe. Yeah. And I asked her what got her into the trades of being a mechanic. And she said, a lot of times women are intimidated when they go to the mechanic because they would just tell the guy,
a bunch
maybe.
Of greasy dudes.
Yeah. I'll just be like, yeah, do it, and they get overpriced.
Okay, true.
But then if someone, she said they take it better from a woman when I can take my time and explain to them. I'm not trying to be a sexist pig here, but you know, like women explain stuff to them and they can understand. Well, when you go to a lot of places and just say like, you have a flat tire, but you end up doing an oil change and you got new suspension.
Yeah, there's always something else fucking wrong with the thing.
The upsell,
right?
I just came for one thing, Windex, right?
I've made the same mistake as you recently. I think it was about a month ago.
Mm.
I was on my 8th or 9th season on these tires. Ooh. Just riding them the fuck out. And they were winters that I decided would last 2-3 summers on top of it.
9th season is how many years?
It was a lot, bro. It was a lot. And finally, as I was going low speeds, I was like, what the fuck? My shit was doing a little.
Yeah, you're getting a little
rock with it. I'm like, yo, something's fucked.
Craig's looking over that girl at home girl. He's like, yeah.
I'm like, all right, it's time, right? So I'm thinking it's something else. And then literally drop it off the mechanic. Yo, take it for a spin. Comes back 5 minutes later. Yeah, your car's fucked.
You're like, and?
He's like, nah, you need some new tires.
That's it.
That was it.
No suspension.
Nothing.
Okay. That's not bad. Craig, we need to take a shot.
Mm-hmm.
We need to take a shot. Don't worry that your glass is more beefy than mine. I'm one shot ahead of you.
What? I'm taking Uber tonight anyways.
Hey.
I don't wake up paralyzed on my couch.
Mm. That shot is for the, I haven't said this word in a while. DD.
DD, shout out to you.
Shout out to
everybody's bullshit all night.
Yeah. Throw it up in your car. Designated drivers, drive your friend's car. Don't drive your car when you're doing the night. So when everybody wilds out, hey, wreck Craig's car. Sorry, Craig.
That's a gem and a half, man. That is
Craig,
a gem.
Pick him up, Craig.
I like
Wreck
that.
Craig's car because many times I've been to DD or just D, and pause, and I had to hold my buddy's head out the window and make sure,
bro.
Like I told him, I thought he cleared it in my last caravan episode, and I went to the other side, and he told it threw up in
definitely
the car.
Definitely missed.
He has the whole world to throw up in.
I feel that.
But
shout out to all the designated drivers out there. We be drinking responsibly over here at the Hidden Six, getting into all kinds of shenanigans.
Speaking of shenanigans, Craig, ladies and gentlemen, we got a packed show for you guys here, but it's going to be so streamlined, so aerodynamic.
I like that. That was a good segue from tires. Segue from tires.
Hey, yo, listen, we're blowing minds here. Yo, sign this guy. What's going on with Otani in the world of baseball, Craig? You know we usually do sports at the top of the hour here.
I love it.
I would like you
ready to talk.
Now, I've been seeing in all my feeds of he was in an interview. Otani, those who don't know, is who, Craig?
Okay, so Shohei Otani is a legendary baseball player.
Friend of the show, or
who
maybe
is?
Not.
Yeah. No, actually, you know what? Fuck you. No, he didn't come to Toronto.
He had to be debated.
Yeah, that's it. Fuck you. No, seriously. We can cut that out. Shohei Ohtani is like dominating the MLB. He is the biggest phenomenon when it comes to someone who can both hit, who can pitch, and not only hit well and pitch well, but like lead the league in home runs and lead the league in strikeouts or another stat.
As the kids would call it, he is him.
He's the phenomenon. Yeah, he's the one. Though.
Yeah,
he's
okay.
The one.
Big contract. Remember
big,
talked about
biggest contract
in,
in North America for a single player getting paid 700 M's to
what's
go
the problem?
And pitch.
That seems like, okay, seems like everybody likes him.
So
his points are good. He's worth the money.
His English is not so good, right?
That's okay, so Craig.
Don't worry, we're going somewhere with this. So as when your English is not so good, you have to hire a
interpreter.
Thank you.
Yeah,
so Shohei has an interpreter who has essentially been with him from the jump. Apparently, they've been together since 18 years old, kind of deal.
Oh, you started. Oh shit!
This man, he fucking fixing all his fuck ups and
I get it,
giving all the antidotes and all that. But allegedly, he has a gambling problem, which is pretty dangerous when you're an athlete, especially in the state of California, so which bans sports gambling.
So his best friend, that's his interpreter, that's with him everywhere he goes.
This is your right
everywhere
hand,
he goes. Is your assistance of assist. You don't speak to anybody outside of your nationality.
That's it. This man addresses the media for you. You just look at him. It's like
he be looking sharp in those Omani suits.
I look at you. You already know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Say no word, you know?
Listen, that's fly, though. You can't kick a dude's back in for having his... Because you always, for those... Everybody's done this. All of listeners, you guys have done this, right? Where you and your friend, your best friend, someone that you've seen, that you guys been through the trenches with, can say, you know what? If I win $1 million, man, we're going to be on a private island, me and you on the yacht, me and Craig.
When I have
X amount of money, where I'm like, okay, let me whisk Craig and his lady out. We're on the yacht for the weekend. You guys good? In some Mediterranean coastline, just chilling.
Just give me the date, son.
Still roasting Craig.
Weeks, ready. We ready.
Freckles.
So Ohtani is essentially guilty by association in this allegation, right? So that what the case is, though, it's not over with. So supposedly the interpreter racks up $4.5 million worth of unpaid debt to a gambling site or a gambling affiliate, whoever the bookie is.
Well, what is he? Is he gambling on boxing?
So that hasn't been revealed yet.
Oh, okay.
So essentially, in some states and in a lot of countries, this is still okay. You're allowed to bet on other sports, things that don't affect your actual sport you're in, right?
Yeah.
But in Cali, it's a no-no. This is how strict they are. You can't even be on a fantasy league. You can't even do fantasy.
Me and you can't meet up with the boys in the basement?
No free 99.
Wow.
None of that. Just because everything has influence. So even if you were in a fantasy league, for some reason you could convince me to, you know, go fuck up the numbers. That's just the idea behind it, right? So homeboy racks up a $4.5 million debt. Now, he's Shohei Ohtani's interpreter, which means he getting paid real good. But what I heard the sources say that he gets paid about $300K a year. So he's well off for an interpreter. You're doing all right, but you're not $4.5 million in the hole already.
And I'm sure on some part there's like a business aspect where a lot of the flights and shit are paid for, dinner and lunch.
All of that. Right.
So you're covered.
Free ride.
So a lot of that money,
$300K is all you, right? So ends up happening is the allegation comes out that Ohtani paid off his interpreter's debt. Because we're boys, right?
I got you, Craig.
I'm Denzel in training day.
Craig,
I
think about it all the time.
You say, yo, I got you. I don't want you
I'll
lit
pay
up
off for that truck. Yeah.
You know what I mean? We the team. We the dream team. But once wind got out that this guy paid off his debt, now he's wrapped up in this because it's like, well, did he gamble? Was he any part of this? Was he, you know, like.
Nah. You know what? Y'all can eat a dick, man. Listen. I'm thinking about it, and this is what best friends do. Have best friends that will ride or die for you, but everybody got skeletons, bro. I knew something was weird with this Ohtani kid when everybody's like, oh my God, he's... Now Craig's telling me he has a broken patella. I'm joking, not a patella. I take that back.
Okay. So this is the thing, right? So Ohtani fires him because that's the first thing he's gone. And your PR run, the
Hold
Dodgers...
On. When did he fire?
Last week.
Because it hit the news?
As soon as it hit.
So this is
the first part of the PR run is, yo, you got to cut ties with homeboy, but y'all can talk back in the day. It's fine. Shit. Now there's an investigation to see if the paper trail in any way leads to Ohtani. Because these are all allegations, but this is kind of like what's been said and almost confirmed.
It was okay.
Right? Is that essentially it looks like Ohtani bailed his homeboy out like any good friend would do. But in the state of California as a whole,
shouldn't do that.
It's a huge no-no, right?
Okay.
So there's all types of things that are going to come to light.
Find me for Cali and let's keep it pushing. This sounds like hate.
I mean, ultimately.
What do you say? Think this is a no-no?
Yeah, I do. But this is the problem. It's who. This is the thing is that they say if this was a lot of other players, there would be no coming back. There would be no fire the interpreter.
Oh, the conversation's gotten to that point.
You would have basically been off the team. You would have been out of the league.
100%?
Yeah, you would have been at least suspended.
Shit.
So they're saying because Ohtani is such a phenom and because he's so big to Major League Baseball, He's they gotta sweep more. This under the rug, and they kind of gotta allow
Ladies
it.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you know?
If you ever want to get away with your crap, become famous.
That's it. Become really good.
Be good at
really
something.
Famous. Be really important.
Yeah, and then you can get away with slapping a few kids. Now,
so he may or may not face further.
Imagine he's like, "Yo, I don't speak English. I didn't know they do this."
That's what they're saying.
Yo, I will pull it. I will pull the race
they're
card.
That's the next thing coming.
Tony, call us.
Say,
I will be your advisor.
He's
okay?
Gonna be like, "Yo, the interpreter fucked me over. I didn't understand. He needed 4.5 million.
Bet what's bet." We use the word wager
right,
where I'm from.
Right?
Yeah,
he said
yeah,
he wanted
yeah.
to buy his parents a house. I didn't understand.
Yeah. You know because I mean? He said, yo, this guy's playing cards in the alley. I should come. So
facts.
I went.
Like, I didn't know they meant they were going to take the house.
Yeah.
I thought we were buying a house.
They didn't look like they could own a house.
So Ohtani is balling uncontrollably, but not quite. So on the surface, he signs a $700 million deal. He's
yeah.
the highest paid player in baseball and pretty much all of sports in North America at this point, right?
And
as
how
far
much
as
game?
The contract
now,
goes.
Okay, now that being said, Craig,
mm.
since we talked about last time we spoke about his deal, what where is he at now?
Money
like,
wise,
in regards
or
to progress, like is this man. Team like playoff contender? No,
he
no, grateful
started.
We just started. We just grateful we just started.
The season starting
yeah,
now,
just started.
Like this week.
So this would be the year starting. We'll see if he's worth it.
Yeah, but he's not able to pitch this year, so next year would be. So he's just coming off of a surgery, and he can only hit this year. So he's going to be pitching and hitting the year following, right?
Dude,
so what happens
crazy.
Is, yeah, what happens is he is in a league where their half baseball has two halves. One half has a designated hitter who
yeah.
hits for the pitcher.
Yeah.
One the pitcher has to hit. That's something that they're working on fixing.
Just
but essentially,
so don't kill the pitcher's arms.
Yeah, but essentially he's able to do both at the best level, the most elite level, right?
Okay, so
but right now, because he's in recovery, they're like his injury still allows him to swing a bat. He's still okay. He doesn't get fucked up.
Can he pitch? Any.
No, he can't. That could potentially take years off of his career if he does. Right. So I was just watching a video just before you got here. He had Tommy John surgery, I think, for the second time.
What's Tommy John surgery?
It's a torn muscle. It's a torn UCL, I think they call it.
Okay.
So it's something tendon that's like right where your elbow would be, but up on your like forearm.
Yo, imagine being a superstar baseball pitcher and you're jerking off and you blow your shit. Like
yo,
blow your
God,
shit.
Yo, I never even thought.
And you gotta go to the doctor and the doctor's like, these injuries looks conducive with masturbation.
These must be furious.
Yeah, he's just like shit, whipping yo. It because you know those guys are not like letting any girls in. Their moms are not like, no, you're not letting any holes.
And they're
here.
Jacked, dude. Their forearm, their whole out of their whole body. That's the area. That's
Greg messy. Sounds like he's jealous. He's like, yo, wish I had a forearm, a picture.
The Marty arm,
the mileage.
Arm. So essentially, he will be back to his full form next year is the hope, the anticipation on that. But it's not looking good, but it's not looking like anything's going to happen to him. So like Pete Rose is a big baseball player and he's from back in the day and got banned for gambling. He was one of the few players who got like blackballed, totally kicked out, fucking done.
Done.
Right. But I think he was gambling on his own games. Which was more of a no-no.
No, yeah, that's hella right? no-no.
That's the big
yeah.
Cool. So at the end, when all the smoke is cleared, I think he's going to be okay.
But Jordan used to gamble a lot, and he played baseball.
That
How
was
did he
another,
get over with that?
So that was another comparison that got made. And
ooh, look at Zane figuring shit out. Yo, I'm
good.
Telling you guys here, the Sharingan is mighty.
And again, Jordan, his status. Could you
Too
afford
big to, fail.
To have a Jordan out? Could
Too
you
big
afford
to, fail.
To not let him gamble, right? But
that's,
it's like... Here's my thing. So let's go back. I'll play devil's advocate. So as much as I say that, like, should he be punished if this is the case? I do think so because anyone else would. So on
but
all
that,
fairness.
But that punishment is definitely going to be a detriment to the team.
It will be. And
the field of brand, his
the
brand.
The sport, for sure. But at the same time, nobody should be exempt, right? That's the way we want it. You want to play fair, you got to have fair. Also, though, I don't think he's done anything wrong. That's what I'll say is because, like, the culture of the game.
Oh, you're just saying guilty by association.
Yeah, for sure. Like, yo, dude has a dirty gambling habit.
You've seen that. Michael Vick. Remember he had one of his cousins or whatever running that dog fighting scheme?
He
might have been involved in it, but if they probably didn't have a cousin to be like, yo, I'll run this for you on the low.
And at the same time with that, I just feel like the Japanese culture wouldn't allow it. Like, these guys are bred different, bro.
Oh, Craig's
like,
doing the honor thing.
Dishonor.
Craig's doing the honor thing. You think this man's going to create seppuku? Like, just
you,
gut
man.
Himself
I'm
on the fucking,
you,
on the mound?
No, legit.
Just being, I brought great disgrace.
Straight goods, bro.
This is not racism. I really want to watch Shogun. You guys leave me alone. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think that he did anything wrong, but I think that it's not going to look good when all's said and done. I don't think that interpreter is coming back, so we'll see. I mean, better chance for the Jays to win it all, so at the end of the
Craig's like, yo, y'all gamble away.
We'll take it.
To your consent. Local teams have been, you know, the Leafs have been kicking it.
Yeah.
They took an L like a week ago, but then it came up like they played crazy. I don't know what's going on.
They
I don't know what's
win
going
it all, dog. But
I can see in Craig's eyes, he's not trying to put too much hope on it because he knows it's going to get kicked out of his hand.
It'll be interesting for sure.
So shout out to our local Leafs. The Raptors, we're half of a team. We're limping through. We're missing everybody. Everybody's broken. Everybody's injured.
Detroit beat us. Know? I called that.
Yeah, you know what? But Detroit's always giving us a run.
They do.
Every single game I watch, Detroit's always giving us a run.
They've got 12 wins.
Yeah, that's terrible. Raptors, we have the worst I think losing streak in the league.
No, that was still Detroit, but I mean
no, for the, I think for this year.
No, Detroit,
took it too. Yeah. But they beat us.
Detroit.
But yeah, now we have it.
Detroit almost had the all-time record.
But Detroit's doing a rebranding, I think. They're doing a whole new thing. I saw they got new uniforms and stuff like that.
Some of those are looking pretty fire.
I'm down for that. I'm not a fan of this year's Raptors. I want to go back to the purple and white.
White
era is always so fly.
We're so far removed from like good jerseys right now. The color base.
We're not thinking about marketing, eh?
We should be, but Raps got the right now. They're projected to have the sixth best odds to get the number one draft pick.
Oh, we're fighting for last place now? Is that where we're going?
Kind of like that.
I'm not a fan of draft picks anymore because I've yet to see any draft pick bring any kind of glory to any team in the first year, second year.
The
Pelicans are balling. Zion
playing better.
He's been with them for like what, 5 years?
Yeah, he's been there for a minute now.
Exactly.
You don't hear
so
shit.
I ain't nobody got time for that. You know what we don't have time for?
What?
The Royals and their shenanigans.
Man,
now look. Craig,
you better get the $20 bill out of here.
Craig, I said it, Craig. Guys, I've actually written down many times to speak about the Royals on the show, but it just, you know, me and Craig, we get into it, just never came up. Now, my second apology for this show.
Why?
I would like to apologize because I was ready here with the jokes. I was ready with the conspiracy.
Onto that apology. You might need that.
Craig, I was ready with the, she's not, Kate is not around. We're talking about the Royals here. Kate's not around because apparently there's some kerfuffle with her and her ex-lover or William's ex-lover because he was dating some model that's a royal, that's this, that, and the other. Like, I had all the tea.
I could only imagine being like a stuck-up royal. Not saying that they are, but being in that position.
You're dead.
No, I'm just picturing like having problems with a spouse. And if you're like a prince, a king, an archduke.
How do you deal with it?
No, just like how do you not say, I'm going to go find something better. You keep that shit up. You know what I mean? Because they're so wrapped around like keeping it traditional and, you know,
yeah,
you're
saying
you gotta carry
it. There's no divorce is way harder.
You
know? Hopefully Craig's girls are listening.
Like, that dude, motherfucking prince.
This is like, yo, I can't.
You keep acting up.
Nah. I think as a prince, you're allowed to act up.
I think it's British.
You're allowed to act up. You're
I think it's like the UK
but
in that.
All right, he's like, I guess I go for crumpets this
yes,
week.
Yes, right, right.
Yeah, she's like, oh, you mean crumpets? That bitch. All seriousness aside, I had the jokes ready. I had a conspiracy related. But then it kind of, I turned on my TV this week. And
escalated.
Yeah, because the photo they release, I remember talking to my homegirl. I'm like, yo, look, this photo looks really weird. Because everybody was, my word was, it's too symmetrical. It's too square.
It was a little
everything
off
was too perfect.
Like, everything's fine.
Yeah, right.
Here
and
we are on our vacation.
Then you start hearing the rumors that the really rabbit hole guys are like, yo, actually Prince Charles has been dead for a while. Y'all don't really know it.
Yeah.
Like you have those motherfuckers, these people that they people yo, people on the internet for a while.
Tinfoil hats flew.
It's crazy.
Flew on this one.
Right.
And are still ongoing, man.
They were like, they thought Kate had like a fucking eating disorder and shit.
I think most people
I felt bad for
her not being here anymore. That's what a lot of things were leaning towards.
That, like,
something gruesome happened.
She's AI.
She got that like Princess Diana treatment, but low key.
As you think so?
That's what people thought. A
I
lot
thought
of
they
people,
liked her way more than Princess Diana.
A lot of people thought because they were doing these suspicious fake reportings and weird
yeah.
shit that
and
well,
one thing
what is up with her? Is she okay? And they're like, nah, she's been gone for like two
the
weeks.
The UK tabloids is gnarly.
Oh yeah.
that's a part of their, very much a part of their culture.
Like fake news?
Yeah. It's very much a part of their culture. The so they get way more, I don't know if they're as bad as TMZ in essence.
No,
side, but
no, but they're embedded. They're responsible. Just
they're
much,
embedded, yeah. Right? So to see the video of her being like, yeah, motherfuckers, I be getting cancers and shit, and y'all be talking shit out here. And I'm like, yo, it wasn't even like that. It was Craig. I was trying to fall back.
It was AI. It was
Craig,
or, what was it called again?
It was Sora.
Thank
it was
you.
Sora AI.
It's close. Cora,
no,
Sonora.
I'm looking
Dora.
At her. She's like, bro, like I got cancer and we thought we had it and it came back. So I'll be mad disrespectful. Man. So I came in here and I'm like, Craig, she's okay. And to that, Craig, you said what?
I think you sure you want to just like take that apology back real quick and we can just like pop it on the
No,
table
I'm
later,
sticking.
Like,
this is just like on my weather forecast. Because remember, with weather, you're like, nah, we're going to get some more.
I think that this is exactly what they would want you to think.
Wow.
Because
how
are you going to downplay cancer? Meaning like, as the viewer.
It's the race card?
Yeah.
Craig, you're fucked.
I'm telling you, though. It's going to totally divert from anything that may or may have happened, may be happening. Trust me. Because you're like, yeah, I can't overstep that. You know what I mean? Like, who's going to call out cancer?
It's the ultimate
right?
fallback.
Any time in history that there's been anyone who's faked cancer, they're like the lowest piece of scum on earth. You know what I'm saying?
She's already there. You're...
No, I'm not saying she's faking it. I'm not putting it out there like that. Right? But I'm saying is that something else that may have happened or is happening, and this could be smoothing shit over.
In other
it's
words,
a distraction.
You could have done the cancer lot. You could have dropped it way early. Drop the album way earlier.
It seems sketchy that they've done all this like photoshopping and like
we're all fine.
Iffy reporting.
She was ill. She got over it. She recovered.
You know what
great.
I mean? And then all of a sudden, you just like crank the scale up to 10, and you're like, oh, she's alive, but. That's where I draw the line. I think that's a little bit weird because you could have just started with that. I think you should have started with that.
Come out the gate with the truth.
Again, some people enjoy their privacy and I get that. And yeah you could go that angle, but like there's no shame in saying I'm dealing with an illness. Like it happens to celebrities all the time. Everyone's, prayers, get well. Everyone's in their thoughts.
Argue that you'll probably get more sympathy from the public because...
Facts.
Because Charles just said he's fucked up.
Facts.
And then you were like, yo, it got me too, dog.
What do you have?
And like, you could start a big campaign.
The only people who hide illnesses are fucking dictators. That's the only person that hides publicly an illness is a dictator because they don't want to show weakness. Right?
And it's not
we
like...
We can agree on that.
But then it's not like we need, like, your vote... You're the royals.
No.
You're already there.
You're there. That's it.
We don't need to maintain. You don't need to. Yeah, you're not losing anything.
You're all supposed to ban.
No one's
going to
be like, take away Buckingham Palace.
Facts. So I just feel like, why all of a sudden do they throw this out of left field? And then, again, now it's like that press comes out and then it's like, okay, the end. And now all of a sudden it's all going to be gone. So no one's going to question the sketchy photos.
Nah, bro, the way the new reporters are talking about it, they're like, you're like, yo, she's actually like mad sick, and we've been talking trash.
Kate, if you're out there,
whoa, Craig, she is out there.
I need to see a photo of you.
Shout out to our UK massive.
Okay, now I'm sorry. Okay, now we apologize. All right, the views here at the Hidden Six are only endorsed by.
This is what makes this show interesting for me is because we can have these juxtapositions and
people are thinking it. Someone's got to say it, you know. We may regret it one day.
You
in the
really?
Ethos, but
so okay, so hindsight, so Craig, and all in all, Craig saying, "No, listen, you guys should have came up with the truth from the beginning."
Yep.
And we would have been way more receptive to the truth.
Would have been fine.
This showing of fake strength and like on it, but then I think what's happening here. I think we saw what the palace does when things go awry.
Yeah.
They pulled the DEFCON 1 and they've been so out of touch because of their, what's your word, stuffy or stuck up?
Their way.
They have no way of saying everything's fine.
There's no weakness.
Fire. That PR person's gone.
100%.
Gone.
That's pretty accurate. I think that's pretty fair to say.
What's scary is that people picked apart that photo and was like, nah, this is mad Photoshop.
I think it was too, though.
Because I looked at it, I'm like, there's no way her hands should be so. If I run a straight line across her,
grid,
her
right?
thumb on her left side
yeah.
touches, lines up with her thumb on the right side. It was just too stuck up the photo.
Something seems a little iffy with that still. Yeah, it seems really
present
weird.
Present thought, and Craig.
I'm saying I hope all is well, but it just, to me, it seems like there's either something that's getting
but
like...
Craig's like, yo, there's something going on. It's like, yo, there's a beef? You think they're fighting?
Could be.
Yo, you guys got to understand that marriage is a real fucking thing.
For sure.
Like, beefing with your girl in the house when either she says something you don't like or you say... I shouldn't say girl. Say partner.
Spouse.
Spouse, significant other, when you're like, they do the thing, you say that thing I hate you saying and I had enough of you saying it. Stop throwing that in my face. I gave up a lot for you.
Tempers can boil.
Do you think she's happy? Let's get nasty with it.
Do I think she's happy?
Relationship-wise.
Yeah.
But you're looking at all these responsibilities that I had to sign up for, and now it's like, it's not cool.
I see a lot of that with, like, politicians and stuff like that. You see a lot.
Ooh, shout out to Sophie.
I was going to say, that was one eye-opener, and yeah. Melania Trump, that was probably the other eye-opener.
Oh, shit. The women don't want the limelight.
A lot of times, they're like, this is
I just
want to
have a happy family and mail out stupid cards. And just go on a little vacation with the kids.
Maybe... No, I think she's happy.
Yo, those are the real baddies.
Oh,
the ones that don't want to deal with this shit.
Yeah.
But I don't want the fame. I just want you to be here Christmas, my birthday, Valentine's and Mother's Day, and just be respectful and make me feel like I deserve to be a part of your team.
Yeah, you're like, First Lady, what the fuck is all this? Like, yeah, bro. I think this is a little bit extra right now.
I can't wait for the first female president. Because we're so on the dude. The first man's is going to be the first man's. Yo, just because you're rooting for him. Because he's the he locked up.
It's like getting with Oprah.
Yeah, he locked up. He doesn't have to do all. Don't embarrass her.
Right.
Fucking cheat.
Right.
Don't get hidden in no fucking parking
lot.
Don't
have no skeletons in the closet.
No fucking holes on the side.
That's it.
And you will be Gucci.
You're set. Facts.
Because if you guys break up after,
you're still that.
You're
man.
Still the first man.
You bagged the prezi, dog. You bagged the prezi.
Yo, we're gonna do this, Craig. Imagine fucking a president, bro.
That would be fucking insane.
Blowing her back, knowing that yo, listen,
Oval,
you just freed a country. You just signed off how much and what they sent to Ukraine. That's cool, now, but you're gonna take this. Everybody knows that feeling when it's like, yo, I say this all the time. When a dude's like checking out your girl, like, yeah, that's cool, but then you're like, you don't know,
go to the Secret Service, and you're just like,
you're like,
yo, go down to 7-Eleven,
yeah,
get some rubbers, dog.
They're like, yo, right now, yo, yes, and I can't, yes, and I'll make you a Crown Royal, and I'll be good. You just pull up, she's stressed out and shit. You're like, babe,
okay, it's fine.
Yeah, yo, asking the president for head is. Madam President, it's Wednesday. We had an agreement. Okay.
How many celebrities, white collar, you know, people that are up there, the elites, how many crimes have been committed that get downplayed, swept under the rug,
maybe not even
reported?
A lot of them.
So for this, the royal family in an elitist world is very high up on that tier. They're very up there. So it wouldn't be too hard for them to make something happen and then totally fucking mind fuck you.
You think it really like made people like disappear and shit?
That would be fucked up, but it's like they're the ones you least suspect, fam. They're the ones you least suspect.
Let me ask you a question.
Mm.
How come you don't hear them having stalkers? Taylor Swift have stalkers.
They all do.
Regular mundane celebrities. Who's the guy that's like in the bushes for Kate?
There are people like that.
It's a girl that's in the bushes for William.
I think that...
Security's like, yo, get off.
There are instances of people getting into the palace and getting into the queen's bedroom before. There are stories, yeah. I've seen some videos
never,
on it.
Craig, that's cap.
One dude did it twice. One dude did it fucking twice, bro.
No, we're disappearing him. We're Thanos. He's getting Thanos snap
and
off.
He wasn't even like... super up there, you know, which most of them aren't, but like he just got there.
It's like Howard,
he
just wandered
there.
Into the
he
queen's
just
room.
Got there, bro, and the guard,
yo,
didn't
UK,
even pay
you guys
are just
on your shit.
And the queen was like, so apparently the queen has her own panic button, right, where the guard,
yeah, no that's legit ASAP. I would get my mom a panic button, but she just
come. The guard didn't show up.
He's like, nah, fuck that bitch.
The fucking housekeeper came in just for whatever. And the queen's like giving her that look like, oh, there's this fucking crazy lunatic in my fucking spot. And she's like, oh, fuck. And she went and got the guards. I'm telling you, bro.
So that guard's done.
He was toast. He's a fucking...
He disappeared.
He fucked up the one.
Yo, No. Bro. Don't kill the guard that stepped in the job. And you don't get rid of all of William's exes out of the bushes, okay?
Right? Y'all got to settle this. We gotta set the record straight.
This seems to be an epidemic, really, Craig, of the rich and the famous, like, just falling apart. We go straight into Donald Trump.
Oh, man. Now, some people are salivating at this demise.
Could Donald Trump convince a chick at the bar that he's a billionaire still?
Of course.
Are you serious?
You're Donald Trump at the end of the day, man.
But bro, he's the narrative now. Now, this is where you...
He was celebrity before Prezi. He was rich, then celebrity.
Oh, hold on.
Prezi.
Apparently, that rich was all a lot of inflated numbers.
Sure. It's some apparently. Assets. Some, you know...
Now, speaking of assets...
Speculation.
For all the assets that he, you know, didn't get consent for, which on the show here, consent is fun.
Consent is mandatory.
Yes. Donald Trump was so flagrant that he racked up some of the biggest bills ever in American history.
400 plus M's.
Now,
on the board.
He's like, cool, I got that.
But
the companies really, the courts don't like to
have paid till next Friday.
Yeah, you're like, yo, I hate that shit. You couldn't tell me that while we did this, while you asked me for the fucking...
We could have extended this.
Bro, we got to talk about that one day, man. That you owe me money shit is wild. Especially when it's a friend, and you're like, yo, you know this is putting a strain in our relationship, right?
The worst, the least intelligent person that I know was the one who gave me that advice and said, if you lend a friend money, don't expect it back.
And you get mad because you're like, that's a gym.
And I'll never forget it.
That's true.
Never forget it.
My mom already told me that, but then I got scammed by a family member right after. But it was her advice.
It happens. But with Trump's case, I thought he had it out the gate. Remember when we talked about this last?
Maybe he has it.
I didn't think he was going to be like, of course he's going to cry about it.
Yeah.
He's going to break it off.
Yeah, but I think the problem is that the court system... They're not fond of getting property
and
as payment as assets because it's, I got to sell it still.
Well, they can't buy fucking cocaine and hookers with that.
Right?
Who would want that?
All the cocaine and hookers.
That's a terrible deal. Where's my money?
That sounds like a good night.
I'm supposed to rip these taxpayers off. They're expecting that pothole on fucking Keel to get fixed.
Fucked him up.
I'm trying to get fucking head.
No, I'm in the pothole. So, because remember, they're... And the thing is, a lot of these charges got trumped up because it was just him being flagrant in court. It was like, okay, Donald Trump, you got to pay $60 million to this girl because you mega violated. I don't like you. Fuck your wig. Okay, Donald Trump, that's an extra $50 million. That's literally what was about. This is unfair. Fake media.
Yeah.
You guys, this is a witch hunt. Okay, another $80 million. That's all it's about. Now, saying this, I still think this dude might win.
The presidency.
Yes.
I was like, the trial's over. He's paying the money.
Yes. But the fact that he doesn't have to go to jail.
Yeah.
Speak back to what we were talking about, just being that rich and being that guy.
I would not want to be the one donating to his campaign trail that fucking year because that money gone.
In general, because then you're blacklisted yourself.
You're like, why didn't I see no billboards? Why didn't I see no ads?
It's funny because on Fox News, I'm watching all like the rich dudes saying, hey, how come no one's forwarding to me? Like, I got five on it. And I'm like,
no one's endorsing shit.
I'm like, I have five and I don't want to be in on it. Yeah. Why would you? It just scratches the head because a lot of these guys do think all the fake friends he has were going to step up. But that's just it. They're all fake friends.
That's it. The irony is like, you're going to fucking get a dollar from every American that would have voted for you, which every American that voted for you wants a dollar.
He has a GoFundMe. You know,
like, there's no winning.
You being a president having a GoFundMe is wild.
That's fucked up. That's
wild.
Wrong.
He totally should have took advantage of all the Trump crypto coins that have been going around.
Yeah.
And he should have bagged one of those. He should. No. Releasing his own.
Get in on that.
Releasing it. Just get in and releasing it because they do Trump's have some legitimate sites.
Stuff, man.
It's so. Are you thinking this is it for him?
I hope so.
Craig's like, enough already.
Fam.
Can we go back to really boring politics?
I mean,
where economy's good and no scandal?
Yeah, right? Whatever happened to that?
Ah, man, TV, bro.
I mean, you need something to watch. So there's that, you know. I got this bowl of Doritos and like, I don't want to waste it. And A couple beers in, I'm starting to feel like already bought the beer.
Yeah, I'm all fired up. Your dad's into it too. You're arguing. You're like, yeah, that's not how it
is. But my beef when it comes to this kind of stuff is that it's like the show is over. The show is being so drawn out. Now what? We want season two of that? You want season two?
We want season six.
He left you on a cliffhanger.
Which wasn't a really good one.
It wasn't very
good. He left you hanging on a cliff as a cliffhanger.
Facts. And yeah. We stormed the Capitol and it was like, on next episode.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know if I want that again, man. Like, I don't want spicy politics. Like you said, I am all for the boring, hammer it out, get it done for the people.
You want politics. Do you want the one-liners at the like, at the what do they call it? The
debate.
The debate.
Yeah.
You want the zingers? The old fogey zingers?
But I also want the like sensible shit. Like to me, ever since the election, where was it? Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, and Trump, right? Yeah. Or Obama? No, yes. Trump. It was Trump. Ever since that one, and then Bernie just got like shadow banned. This guy just got casted into the fucking abyss.
Yo, they fucked up Bernie. They used Bernie a lot.
Yeah.
They used him a lot.
And
that's what the meme of him sitting like with his hands crossed.
And people beyond, are just like,
yeah.
Beyond his demographic of his voters, like obviously, you know, you get a lot of stereotypes when it comes to politics. But you know the shit he was saying was pretty lit, bro. Especially for me being the guy.
Bernie didn't give a fuck.
Bernie's
the neighbor you wanna fuck with.
He's going to take it to the highest level. You know what I mean?
He's got the gems, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Like when he's kissing babies, like he's kid. No, I'm not.
I see Bernie Mac doing like it's a Bernie Mac.
Like he really Bernie means Mac. It.
I see Bernie's son. I see him doing like a Larry King or like a Joe Rogan-esque kind of setup.
That'd be pretty cool.
Where he just interviews. He's like, yo, let's both talk about how we're sick of this shit.
Like Bernie was the I seen some shit type of guy.
Mm.
And to some degree, Biden.
I seen and I know.
Yeah, Biden could have kind of played on that, but he was just on some like, I'm fucking here, like pushed onto the stage, and he's just Kamala's in the back, like fucking whipping the shit out of him. Like
Kamala's like, she's too high.
You know what I mean, bro?
Speeches and shit. Like, you rehearsed those speeches. Come on, you heard it before. Well, you heard it here first. Trump is broke. Craig think he might not make it. He would like it not to make it.
I'd like to see
it. Listen, one thing you guys should be happy about is that at least Vladimir Putin won another.
What was this? I saw that too. And you see that?
This is a political episode. We're going to do this, right? Vladimir Putin won. It wasn't even a landslide. It was a tsunami.
It was a tsunami.
Yeah. It was a meteorite of votes.
The other dude had to show up and take a photo just so they could say he was like, running against
him. And it was Vladimir Putin's boy from 18 years old, just like Otani was, right?
Was it 88% or something crazy like that? Majority vote?
Craig, as scary as it is, I'm going to have some fun with this. You got to give respects to somebody that can hold that down. Donald Trump wish he could. Obama wish he could.
I mean, the Constitution.
Hillary wish they could. Joe wish they could.
Don't allow that.
Well, what? I am Constitution.
He is Constitution.
He is Constitution. Yeah,
he's Constantine.
So, you know what? I'm taking a shot, man. Y'all can get mad if you want, but when the dictators are dictating, they be dictating.
They be putting it. Putin's been in there for so many years, and at the same time, there's been goods, there's been ups, there's been downs, mostly downs lately. But
yeah.
They are fake numbers, 100% fake numbers.
Really, Craig?
100%. It didn't matter.
You don't think they love him like that over there?
I don't think so. Not like that. Not 80%.
Fuck.
No.
I was working on the assumption that they like him like that.
Democracy or dictatorship, shit's still divided. You know what I mean? Like,
won't take one
voting
of these
system, regardless of democracy or dictatorship, like... You get that one, like, third party where nobody gets the votes, and you're like, yeah, I kind of expected you to get, like, 2% of the votes. You know what I mean? The Green Party back in the day, right? But when it comes down to it, liberal and conservative are pretty neck and neck in most cases. You know, you probably get, like, a 40-60.
Shouldn't it be such a crazy, crazy split you're saying.
Yeah, not like a 80.
But it does. The reason why the 80 works is because there's no opposition. So are we shitting on Putin and said he should have got a 90?
I'm saying that.
And he's mad he had to give up that 80.
He's mad
he had to give up that 20.
He's already got a list. He's like, you go to the house of the 12% that did not vote for me.
And
KGB is pulling up.
He makes the guy, his appointed opposition comes home to his house over. Like, yo, give me that 20% back.
Hold that.
You have to give it to me back because I'm not taking, I'm Putin. I'm taking 100%. I'm taking it. So shout out to everybody who's under oppression. Hades on fire right now.
Oh, I'm pissed, bro. I wanted to go to DR, and I'm serious. I'm saying this with a straight face. I just renewed my passport last week, and
after years
of traveling, I'm planning to go. And
I'm sorry, Craig.
I wanted to go to DR, but Hades not looking.
Hades a man. And we've talked about this on this show at length, that Haiti has a cloudy history where they bought their independence from France, and the price they paid, they were destined to be bankrupt forever.
And it's been that way.
With America having their little plants in there and politicians and all that, and all of Haiti's, majority of Haiti's leadership has even been killed or resigned. The last guy, the guy before this got killed.
Resigned.
He got gang rushed in his house and killed.
Damn.
As some mercenaries.
I'm hearing like cannibalism.
And yo, the guys they caught, it was so terrible. They said it was cartel members.
Really?
They had them like sitting down on the street, like lined up. Like, damn. Here they are. They're cartel members. And we're like, nice try.
You're like, yeah, right.
Nice try, right?
Get the fuck
bro,
out of here.
That's like you saying some killer, some Papua New Guinea came in to overthrow Justin Trudeau. It just doesn't make any sense. It's like, what's in it for them? There's nothing in Haiti. Guys, Haiti's so bad, they almost don't have any trees. Because people had to use whatever they have just to get by.
They had, what was it, the wildfires or, no, sir, wildfires?
Earthquake.
Earthquake, thank you. That really devastated. And like already...
Two earthquakes.
Already a torn country.
Yeah.
It's just getting struck with natural disasters.
So pray for Haiti. I find it weird that...
There's a lot of Haitians in Canada too.
Now hear me out. I don't hear anything from the Haitian community in Canada. I'm not throwing shade. I've had this conversation with multiple people.
You're just waiting.
It's like me. I'm like, yo, Craig, my island's fucked up. We had a volcano. Everything's mush up.
Yeah.
We need help.
Yeah.
It's just, as I have a party to go to for my Haitian boy, I have a big VIP party to go to.
That's not a fundraiser.
That's not a fundraiser, right? So now me, semi-socialite as I am, I have to keep this in check that now when I go to the party.
You don't say some fucking wild shit. So...
Which you shit on fire, right? All your cousins are shooting because in Haiti is bad. The
but
gang.
Last year,
yeah,
Vinci this... had a fucking volcano,
right?
And
I told you, right?
I was you.
It's rough because when you're hearing reports of the local gangs, like almost teaming up now.
Oh, it's fucked.
And they're throwing over that. They're just they blew up the police station.
Like, what even is a state of emergency in Haiti?
I don't know.
What is a curfew?
I don't know. It just hurts because
it downs, and this is like. Gonna sound really ignorant to say, but it sounds like it's like 60-70% fucking gangland out there.
It is
30% civilian.
Now everybody's going over to where you wanted to visit because it's just to cross over.
Yes, it's not very far off.
And so you have a lot of Haitian.
They close their borders now. Land borders are closed. I think sea borders are open. Probably.
What does that even mean when you share an island?
What is?
Is there a
close
fence?
To the border? Oh, the sea or the land?
The land.
The
borders.
Bridge. There's gotta be a bridge.
No, it's an island.
Yeah,
so we could just go through the bush.
There's no bridge connecting Haiti and DR.
No. Look at your map right now, and you're gonna learn this right. I want you to learn this in real time.
It's a port.
It's literally Mississauga.
What? It's like me pulling up on shore.
It's
like,
no.
Pick a spot.
No,
like,
it's me.
Parking
spot? It's me crossing the Don Valley.
Oh fuck.
It's me walking through the
but
bushes.
What is my point of origin? Like I get to you. Yeah. And where do I cross to say, like, yo, Zane, I reached you through the 401?
No, you just cross.
You're like,
There is no, like, actual, like, this is the line.
Oh, fuck.
There is forests.
You just pulled up your cliff.
You just walk until you're in.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so there's not, like,
there's
a
no
checkpoint.
To...
If the checkpoints would be on, like, major roads and stuff, but
yes.
Then you'll avoid it because I'm going through the bush, right?
Okay, I figured that, but with what you're saying with major roads, are they connected?
Yes.
So there is some type of, maybe not a bridge.
Or maybe not. We're talking about Haiti. And they might stop building a road. For example, can you walk to Ottawa?
No.
Without crossing?
Oh, like, could I walk to Ottawa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, sorry. I thought you meant, like, physically. I'm like, I don't want to do that. That'd take forever, bro.
What are you going to? That's how the border thing is.
Okay.
It's an imaginary line.
Yeah.
It's like state lines.
Yeah.
You can still cross over in state because
you.
Your buddy's property
got you.
Ends off on the state lines. Right?
I looked at it as, like you said, with a major road. That's how I look at a crossing. I know that they have
no
the
one's crossing
to cross
major
all
roads.
These different points and shit like that, but like, it'd be kind of dumb to say we've closed off water borders because that's got to be next in.
Yeah, it's going to be just
closing a water border.
Remember, all I can say is the same island.
Mm-hmm.
It's one island. It's not like a fence. It's not like a, hey, you're here now.
Right.
It's just literally, if we can get through, we get through, right?
Okay.
So it's, I say yes. Guys, pray for Haiti.
Yeah, pray
to all
pray
my Caribbean fan, our Caribbean listeners, our Panamanian listeners. We know you're out there, all the Brazilian listeners. We see you out there. Florida, we know it's crazy. It's just
I pray for Florida every day.
The world
I pray for y'all every day. Y'all Florida, crazy.
We do pray for y'all. The world is changing so fast.
Yeah.
Things usually take a long time before wars and countries fall, but it's happening within a week.
Globally,
regimes are falling within a week.
Haiti, though, like you said, to me, like, no surprise.
Look at that shit with Gaza. And as much as we don't like to talk about that shit, that shit is nuts. Because I look at it and I'm like, why would I want Gaza after this?
But
like, you decided to literally blow up everything with four walls.
But I've been, in fact,
literally,
fact,
twice.
And
you just like,
rebuilt it.
And they're like, what are you gonna, what do you do? I don't even want it.
Yeah.
I don't even want
it. Just as he slapped that last little bit of concrete on, he's like, we rebuilt the.
Yeah, it's just.
But I remember years back, I could probably go almost 10 years back, maybe a bit more, and being at Dundas Square and being handed pro-Palestine pamphlets.
Because this thing's been going off.
Palestinians, especially, have been voicing their concerns and voicing their opinions for years and years and years.
What's
Israel, I didn't really hear no counter, especially like on Dundas Square. There's not some guy at the other side of the street. That guy.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying I've been aware of this conflict for a long time without knowing anything about the intricacy of it.
What scared me, but like I told you, we've always talked about Gaza, cartel and Movado. Mm-hmm. It was Gully versus Gaza.
Gaza, always.
Where cartel, it was in the music, in the culture, because as bad as Jamaica was, they're like, yo, we're not there.
Just think about it. Could always be worse.
Just think about it. They wanted to strive to be as dangerous as the Gaza Strip.
Yeah.
It just boggles the mind.
I think in certain areas, the civil wars are so ongoing. So you're right to some degree saying that something could get toppled or shit can escalate so quickly in some of these countries. But I find that a lot of those areas have these never-ending conflicts. Like, there's ceasefires and there's peaces and treaties, and all it takes is for that one person to cast the first stone and it's fucking on like Donkey Kong.
Jesus
Christ. And especially with that conflict, man, they were just itching. Everyone was just itching. And then you have somebody that's like wanting to push the envelope, knowing that they're going to spark this whole thing. And then it's like, you killed my cousin in 99 type of shit. Nobody remembers why we started. We're just doing it to do it.
Craig, I'm getting depressed.
Ah, it's okay. Let's take it on.
Let's make some jokes.
Take it on a better turn, shall we?
What did a guy think? What did the Boeing whistleblower think was going to happen?
Oh, man. Why?
Wait, are you the guy now?
No.
Are you the guy?
But why would you?
Okay, you're like, you play with fire. Okay, good. Okay, good.
I think that this guy knowingly, he said it, like from the reports, he said, if I go somewhere, I didn't do nothing.
Now, here's the thing. Now, guys, we're talking about someone who was a whistleblower for Boeing was like, yo, Boeing's actually planes are trash and their operating systems are trash. And it's like, it's pretty bad. The standard's pretty bad.
Like, it's one thing when you expose the working conditions at your local McDonald's.
Mm.
And everyone's like, oh, fuck. And McDonald's is like, yo, shame, shun this guy.
Yeah, it's McDonald's. Everybody's like, you're poisoning us anyway.
I'll be back tomorrow. Y'all clean up the kitchen. Yeah, exactly. Now, this guy's talking about a major, major airline company, which is responsible for like
all the planes in the sky.
It's like you dissing the Wright brothers.
When
I go to
Vinci, because I don't want to go nowhere else, when I go to Vinci, I look at the model of the plane.
It's important.
Then I'm like, how many of you have crashed in the past month?
It's always on the back of people's minds. But for you to speak out, you kind of had to see this. He did see this coming. I mean, who am I to say?
Maybe he didn't.
Maybe not the actual event, but he knew what the fuck was going to happen. And what are you going to accomplish with this?
But I wonder if some... Exactly.
Nothing's getting accomplished.
Are we saying, are whistleblowers clout chasing?
What social justice warrior is able to overcome something like this? Are they clout chasing?
The social justice warriors, I got called that a couple weeks ago, but fuck that guy. He's a racist piece of shit. Yeah, you heard me. Fuck you. I say it. And I say it loud. I say it proud. you, boy. I tell you what. Is it, if it was a one run up and done up, you know, you're like, yo, what if this guy was an attack man on a regular day? I pray to God you do.
We're going to spin. God damn.
Anyhow, back to Boeing. Look, I think this guy was trying to catch a wave. and he fucked up.
Yeah.
The way it was a tsunami and he couldn't swim. It crushed him.
Very possible.
Now, I like how people, the news will fully say like, whistleblower from Boeing dead. And everybody's like, cool.
Right? Everyone just took it at face value.
Let's go into Boeing's house, knocking door like, yo, Boeing, I know you're having dinner.
Mr. Boeing.
I just want to know. Johnson. did you maybe, you know, maybe trip this guy or anything? We just want to make sure, you know? But if Boeing released a statement of like, nah, we didn't kill that nigga, is that a, are they allowed to do that?
I don't think so. That's a no comment.
So silence is the best.
They just said we did it.
Pull a Drake.
Yeah, did that shit.
Just no comment.
I think that going out against the big corporations like that, you're going to get yourself into a lot of trouble one way or another.
Craig, you wouldn't be a whistleblower, Craig?
I would not do it. I would not do it.
Craig, you come home, you're telling your girl, like, if the public only knew what
I know,
doing.
But it's like, he felt right in doing so.
And your girl's rubbing her back, gassing the fuck out of you. Like, yo, this was your dream. This is your purpose, babe.
Nah, I'm still not.
That big back rub from top of neck to base and spine. You say, babe, this is your calling. You're the herald.
It's not my moment. It's not my moment, fam.
Craig's going to chicken out and let a couple more hundred people die. 100%. Hears
100%. I'm going to shut the fuck up and collect the paycheck.
I wasn't expecting that part.
I got a roof over my head. What I mean is that I think in that situation, you have the ability to walk away. And it's tough because you're in an industry where everyone knows everyone. And there's certain companies and certain corporations and industries where you really will be like, you have nowhere to go. You have nowhere to go after that. You burn that bridge, it burns the entire fucking village.
Is that guy that his kid leaked the GTA game data and his dad worked for the company?
I hope that kid got a fucking serious ass whooping.
If
that's
one
more innocent.
Time, listen, I'm here.
I hope that kid got his ass
here in the Hidden Six. You guys know I'm all about beating your kid's ass when they get out of line. So look here. If you can fuck that kid up,
right?
And when it's a fuck up where you pick him up and look what you make me do.
Facts. This hurts me more than it hurts you.
Yeah, yeah, but you're gonna,
it hurts you a lot more.
You're gonna take these lumps, boy.
Oh, 100%. Everything I did for you. No, but these big corporations, you still have the ability to walk away, right? So you get this like highly classified data, or you're just in the know, one of the people, the who's who. You have to just take it upon yourself to get the fuck out of there. That kind of stuff, man. I'm not putting that above family, above friends, above, you know, integrity is, it hits a level.
So Craig's like, no matter, you'll take the secret to the grave.
Yeah, like
you might tell them, you might tell a one-two.
No, I'm saying.
Mr. Shade's not going to know?
Okay, maybe.
Shade, because you know, like, no one's going to. Craig's picking the tinfoil hat friend because the reporters are never going to listen to him. Mr. Shade, see how Craig did you dirty, bro?
No, but I'm saying, like, you know, I never want to say this. I don't like putting these things out there. I'm saying that you have a loved one. Everyone does, I hope. If you don't, you got us. Don't worry. I would never put my integrity above that loved one. To think that this action could get that person hurt, I couldn't do it. That's where you got me with the truth serum. You know what I mean?
And Craig's like, yo, they ain't going to gas me in my
like
car.
You got me fucking in the interrogation room. You've already pulled out 6 teeth. You got the car battery hooked up.
Meanwhile,
to my nips.
I got my Happy Meal with extra fries snitching.
You know what I mean?
In the other room. Oh, yeah, Craig? You did it all, man. It was all him. I'm on a program show.
That's it.
That is terrible.
I'm just saying that he felt he had to do it, and I totally respect that. Because there's a martyr in him, right? That kind of stuff could lead
that
to
that martyrdom thing. I think it's still cloud chasing.
It could lead to
it's still
improvement.
Cloud chasing because you're probably hoping that, yeah, it came out safe when you watch it happen on the news,
right?
Right? It's not gonna work.
I don't put it beyond everything. So like MLK, you know, I'm not gonna compare him to the Boeing whistleblower. You know what I mean?
And yeah.
It's not the same, but you get what I'm saying. Like an advocate that gets taken out for their civil rights or their rights and whatnot. Like MLK is like above that, obviously.
Yeah.
Snowden, if he was to get taken out.
Cloud chasing.
Yeah, but if he was to get taken out, right? You'd be like, all right, this guy was on some crazy shit. Like he was exposing some nasty shit. You know what I mean?
But it never took out Assange.
No, definitely
Yo,
not.
Boeing, wait, you guys darker than the U.S. Feds?
Right?
Damn.
That's crazy.
That's nuts.
I wouldn't put that above. I just feel sorry for his family and friends because they lost somebody they love. Hopefully they're not in the line of fire. Hopefully whatever happened to him stays with him and they ended it at that. But
you're like, good thing they got the body.
But you're like, bro, you could have walked away.
Allow it.
Go fucking work at Target.
Nah.
Go stock some shelves, you know, live a happy life.
They probably did him dirty.
That sheeple
back
shit.
To the grind.
Nah, that ain't for me, bro.
Craig, I'll take a piss. Do really it. Bad. You have a bathroom down here?
Yep.
TikTok doesn't have any whistleblowers.
It does
not. Which is surprising.
A little bit.
Which is surprising.
There's plenty of people saying, though, that it's like a spyware and...
Do you remember my beef I told you?
Oh,
TikTok
yeah.
was always because I remember the TikTok in China.
It's claiming your
it's
kids.
It's not the same. The TikTok in China is teaching like you physics and shit and math.
This
it's
one
not
out
of
degeneracy
twerk.
Is just,
it's just
straight up
brain rot
challenges and fucking all this.
Bro,
bullshit.
The compilations of like stupid theories on TikTok. Did you know that? And it's just
Bruh.
You know, even just the way they talk, it's getting worse. And
there's some fire on
that. I gotta chill out on that, on kicking the next generation's back in.
Why?
Because there is a thing where it's like they do feel this existential dread because the world is like, you guys are fucked. And the world is, you get what I'm saying?
What you're saying, just give it to them, just allow it. We need this.
Just don't tell them. Just don't tell them how bad it is, right? So Congress is moving, guys, to ban TikTok. It's slowly getting. It looks like it's going to happen. Now, it's funny. They're not banning it because it's creating degeneracy.
Yeah.
They're banning it because they want American company to own it, which is their angle.
And they can't they can't get a grip on it at this point. It's too big. It's beyond that. You know what I mean? Like
TikTok is crazy.
Has the states ever banned any type of like social media or media? That would be
they're on Zuckerberg's ass, but they'll never let him go.
Right.
Because if he goes anywhere else, money's gone, right?
Like if an American wants to use like WeChat or like shit like that, they can use it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's lots of other things.
I forget what China YouTube is, but
no, but the TikTok seems to be the thing. So it's interesting to see what happens to the kids. Could you imagine if everything just goes back to normal?
What they're playing outside? Yo, if I see some kids playing street now, it's 2-year-old down my
fucking. Greg feels like, why you park up the street? I just couldn't fuck up the chemistry.
That's it.
These kids were playing outside.
That's it, yo. I can't fuck that up, not for nothing.
Are you okay with them getting rid of TikTok?
Yeah. 100%. I'm
okay with that too because one, TikTok, you dead. Universal took all the music away.
They did?
They didn't want to fuck with them. All like so they're
it's all copyright stricken.
It's they take that shit in. Whatever
shit.
People thought that TikTok and Universal would have worked things out.
Yeah,
they didn't.
That's a bad
because TikTok's coming like
they could give you anything.
No, TikTok's talking a little bit too brazy.
Okay.
And Universal's like, nah, motherfucker, you're still a new kid on the...
Yo, watch
without,
this.
Without us, you're nothing.
Okay.
Artists don't have to do the little TikTok dancing to catch a vibe, which is a thing.
It is.
To make your song very TikTok-y. Shout out to four bats.
Because at the end of the day, you take this away, you are taking food out of a lot of people's mouths.
That is true.
You've already created...
But a lot of them kids were just shucking and jiving. They weren't really... Listen.
They should probably get some life experience. Yes.
Yes. Go outside. Go make
the... We can all agree on that.
Go get hurt.
I'm pretty
sure... Physically and emotionally in life. You
need
it, Craig. You need it.
Pretty sure a lot of them, though, are not going to be well off after this goes down. With what you're saying, it's easier said than done. And I think for a lot of people...
You're going to have to get creative.
Bro, when you latch onto a social media presence, an influencer...
That's all you know.
Media, that's all you know.
That's true.
Ooh, buddy.
That's true.
You'd be a good salesman.
No, I want to get TikTok.
I'd be a good salesman.
I would like to get TikTok the hell out of here.
Something else will come along, though, man.
I have a question, Craig. Why we haven't canceled Nickelodeon as like a whole?
That's a thing.
Because the reason why I say
With all this shit going on with the people talking like the shit they did?
Yes. Because I remember months ago, maybe a year ago, they brought up that thing with Ariana Grande where the director had her on a couch upside down pouring water and trying to drink water and shit. And I was like, okay, cool. We know there was some nastiness going on, but how deep this rabbit hole goes.
Yeah.
And we realized this rabbit hole went really deep. The Nickelodeon situation, it's like nasty.
Yo, come give me a massage, yo.
Being the father of a kid that's making it big and trying to do right by your kid, and then people like, yo, you're robbing the kid and you have to fall back just so you don't draw any more heat, right? Dad decided not to be a whistleblower. But then he in the back of his head was like, yeah, you sickos.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Amanda Bynes.
Nickelodeon.
I remember when Amanda Bynes was like, yo, I'm in love with Drake. This and we're like, yo, these like TV/Disney kids be getting fucked up at an age.
They have a very...
But there is a reason why these kids are so broken, Craig. why is this not, I don't understand our fascination with wanting to listen to the height of perversion. Because some of the stuff the kids talked about they went through was straight like...
fucked up.
It was nasty.
Orlando Brown, if anybody, is like the poster child for the shit that could happen. He's the poster child of like, it didn't go well. You know what I mean?
I think I'm apologizing to Orlando Brown too.
I'm not.
I dismissed
him. Fucking crazy as shit.
But that's the thing. I dismissed him as crazy, but I never respect of... I never...
what he went through?
What got him there, Craig.
Nah, I think it's too late for that.
Craig, listen. Okay, Craig, I could be Orlando Brown. And you know me, we're like, oh, I know Zane back in the day. He was mad chill. He was okay. What the fuck happened? So it's the fact of knowing that these shows are still... And no one's arrested, by the way.
Nothing has been done.
Listen,
celebrity status, my guy.
More
people are going
to jail. I don't want to do this, Craig, but there's this thing where it's like, you know, black parents and white parents, what certain things wouldn't slide. There was the black kid on set. They got him, his mom out of there because his mom was like, what the fuck is going on here?
Is it the kid that said, oh, fuck.
Bro, they made the black kid do some wild shit.
They canceled the show when
he
stopped,
became
right?
The rapping fetus.
Oh, fuck. Okay, nah, this might be someone different.
Yeah, he became the rapping fetus. And get where the joke is here in this.
Yeah.
Yeah, damn. It was nasty. Putting be the pickle guy or put the mask on whereas you sneeze and like you'll come up. Like, it wasn't even frat boy culture. It was just depravity and debauchery and nastiness at its highest level. And I always wondered is how much of society is contributing to this behavior without, if we treat these things like a witch hunt, could you imagine?
Oh, it'd be so bad.
Justice.
So much shit be getting canceled. Bro.
Listen, I remember my kid said she wanted to be like an influencer and I never knocked her out like, yo, that's stupid.
You can't expose the dark
side. Watch too much YouTube or too much TikTok. Right. I was just like, cool, you want to be something? But I always tell her in the back of her mind, have a second job and have your wits about you.
That's it, man.
Right? She'll tell me when these kids are being pervert in school. But could you imagine a grown-ass man that you signed, shaked his hand and signed your kid over to as a responsibility.
Right.
That he is taking advantage of your child and you not knowing.
Nah, that's some next level shit. That's some like evil, evil, evil shit.
Am I allowed to fuck a motherfucker up, Craig?
I would say illegally, no, but yes, you should.
Morally. Okay, great.
Morally, everyone's listen, on your side.
I have such a vivid imagination. You know, my cousin, listen, teeth and pliers and a loud beach would solve anything.
Could fix up many things.
Good fix up. You see, I'm not really about the quick things, the one-hitter quitters. I'm about the you wake up 4 hours later, you realize you got a you realize that I had a sandwich, I had a fresh bath, I had a massage. I'm great, but I'm back. So all the pedophiles out there, all the people that abuse kids and take advantage of kids, fuck you.
Fuck the diddler,
I can't wait for the day you get run down on and run up. I've had someone made a joke with me one time, Craig, and I know I'm going to cut out, but I said to them, like, you know, if a man my size...
Shoes on the other foot now.
Yeah. And the foot.
Do you think...
Getting a little dark there. Sorry, Craig. I just can't handle...
sorry. It's a touchy
advantage
subject.
Of kids, man,
no
because,
pun intended.
They are the next generation.
Do you think that in... Let's go back 60s, I'll pick. Let's pick 60s. Do you think that it was always kind of a hush-hush environment and we're slowly progressing out of that? And I mean super, like, snail pace progressing out of that. Because I kind of see it like that where there were a lot of these problems ongoing way back in the day, right? Everyone was very smaller communities where everyone knew everyone. That's kind of what you get the vibe of back in the day, 60s, 70s, whatnot. And when things were, you knew there was like that dysfunctional house down the street, or you knew there was a da-da-da-da-da, but it was always hush-hush, right? Anyone who had the fucked up uncle, the family kept it on the low.
So, Craig, I'll tell you this for a fact. I've known it. I've listened to the old-timers. I work with a lot of them. They'll tell me, like, yes. They never saw it. It didn't have a name. Pedophilia didn't have a name.
Yeah.
Because guess what? All the biggest celebrities in the world did it.
Yep.
Elvis. All these fucking guys did it.
I feel like that's what it is, that this hush-hush mentality is slowly, slowly, slowly going away.
And it's just the guys that grew up in that era
Yeah.
still trying to restore the fucking feeling and be like, yo, the biggest guys did it back then and you guys need the money. And it's that power thing too, right?
And now you're overcompensating for accountability too, right? Nobody deserves to get off light for anything that is under the spectrum of what we're talking about.
Death.
You know what I mean? But it's like you can't turn the switch to do like an expose all at the same time. So like the few...
And the expose all switches, sorry, Craig, don't... It doesn't hit because people are like, oh, this is a really good documentary.
Right.
Look at Wendy Williams. Mm. Bro, I almost came to tears and I don't know Wendy. But to see a video, I think I saw the interview of China talking to her, which is her name is not Blanche. She changed her name to like Angela White or something like that.
That's her name now?
Yeah, she's doing a rebrand. Like, okay. I think she's trying to be the new Wendy Williams. Shout out to rebrand. It's, so you got to respect it. Where she's like, she's not referred to herself as Black China anymore. She changed all her habits.
All that ratchet shit. Mm-hmm. Throw it out
she's
the window.
Trying to be somebody like
actually. Trying to be
like,
a housewife.
Right? Or media figure, right? And she told Wendy that she said, I love you. And Wendy said, me too.
Get the fuck out of here.
But.
You should have seen that face. No?
Yeah, but the face she had on, Craig.
Yeah.
Was like, yeah, you're supposed to say that.
God damn, bro.
Because I can see in your eyes there's nothing left.
Not
Craig,
like that.
There's nothing left between Wendy's eyes, bro. There is nothing left. And then you could tell that China was a role model.
I don't like Wendy Williams.
Bro, who's your role model?
My role model?
Yes.
Spider-Man.
Okay.
No, I'm just playing.
I'm good. I'm fucking with you. You keep it up. Okay. Just imagine someone you looked up to throughout your life, musician or something like that, that inspired you throughout your life.
Yeah.
And you finally get to meet them, and they're a burnt-out crackhead.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
And then you see them. You see there's no good way of it. You're just waiting for the call.
Yeah.
That they're gone.
That's it.
And you remember the heights they were in life, and it was just, I saw it, and I remember a lot of people in the industry were saying like they couldn't watch the documentary because it's that hard.
I don't like Wendy Williams.
You're allowed to say that. That's fine. Neither does Method Man.
That's why I don't like Wendy Williams. Neither was that Method Man. That exact reason.
But you can't fault them for that's them playing their part in the industry.
Yeah, the personality right? comes with it.
Right? I'm sure a lot of people that we look up to, they didn't do really savory things, right? So it's just the fact of at the end of the day, I say this. At the end of the day, everybody's human. Not everybody deserves forgiveness. Mm-mm. That's something I don't fucking fly with. I just feel that we deserve to give ourselves understanding.
Yeah. For sure.
You don't have to give the other person anything. Give yourself perspective because that also helps you as a person deal with this shit.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you know what? Imagine someone has been taking Wendy through court to get like $1 million. Then you see her and you talk to her and you're like, there is nothing there. You know what? I've gotten the universe has held.
It's done its part. You know what I mean? Yeah, rest your case on that one.
It's run its course.
Yeah.
Me really wanting to suffer more is probably going to be detrimental to me as a human being because you don't even know where the fuck you at.
Now at it's this like point. Multiply the amount of a Wendy. Let's just take a villain in general and multiply it times 10,000. You know what I mean? So you take somebody a celebrity that has had allegations proven against them, who got their comeuppance, who have actually been persecuted, prosecuted the whole nine, right? And you're like, I can attach that to the name, to the face. I don't like so-and-so. So-and-so got what they deserved. But like you said, that industry is dirty as fuck. That industry is one of the most corrupt. So now...
Craig's like, this is par for the course.
Just say it goes full exposure, and now that list is 10,000. Now it's different. Right?
That's crazy.
Huge win for everyone, nonetheless.
What other kids' channels we got that would all like dark shit?
The dark shit?
I think Disney's still hiding the bag.
Yeah,
eh?
Disney's got to have something running in the background still.
These guys are nasty.
They got to. I'm sure they
but
do.
But know what? Fuck Justin and them if they want to talk up after the fact.
Timberlake?
Yeah.
No way. The Disney Club? Yeah. Okay, good. I was going to say he's one of the
few
people. He's
in a pop. Yo, I know there was some shady shit back then.
He's one of the few people that's actually like made it out. I was going to say there's very few examples.
I don't know. His voice is very high. Maybe that's a contributor.
Very few people who have lived a quote unquote normal life, and he's one of them. Yeah, I mean, I hope that in years' time, I hope we can totally reverse that culture. So, A, make it safe to speak out. B, maybe a better vetting process before these industries even allow. Like, what you just said is that...
Yo, we should be like, yo, here's a picture of a toddler in a bikini.
Tell me how you feel.
This your vibe?
Yeah.
I don't know. What's the vetting process for pedophiles?
They can fake it. No, but exactly. They're already in. It's like they're like rats within the
system. Craig's like, yo, them man's been nasty, so you're going to find out.
Purge.
Epstein and all those guys.
You need a purge, bro.
What's his other name? The other guy, that other big movie exec.
Oh, Harvey Weinstein?
Yeah. That man's been nasty.
By the time he finally gets taken down, you see how he walked up into that courtroom, bro?
No, Harvey Weinstein is a guy I still want a dropkick.
he still deserves everything.
He still deserves a dropkick.
Facts.
Get up. I see you all here at 9 again for your next job.
There's tens of thousands of those, man. And you need to totally reverse that, right? As you need a safe space for these kids. You need a safe space to be created from the jump. And I think when the 99% is pure, the 1% gets weeded out that much faster. But when the 99% is more or less, for lack of better words, the corrupted side,
Craig,
it ain't happening, bro. I mean, they're always going to find a way to infiltrate that bullshit.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here, man.
It's pretty heavy.
And you heard it last from us.
I'll be drinking myself to sleep tonight, covered up in the tinfoil hat and all the conspiracies.
You going out tonight? I have
Boeing.
10 pounds of oxtail someone ordered 10 for me.
10 pounds?
Of oxtail someone ordered for me. I got to cook.
A big pot.
I already got that marinated and all that.
God damn.
My shorty, she wants to go throw some money away, so.
I like that.
I might go shoe shopping. I'm like, yeah, get me some kicks.
I'm going to be going to a tiki bar tonight, a tiki-themed bar. Yeah, they got some fancy drinks over there we're going to go check out.
I always envy Craig's nightlife. I have my crazy nightlife, but Craig's nightlife is a little more low-key, more chill.
Yeah. I just like being there, you know? I'm just part of it. Like, I'm on the wall.
Yeah, you're good. You're like, up here. Yeah. Like, oh, look at this. They actually have, like, a tiki thing.
Check that decor.
Is that racist?
No.
Tiki? You sure?
I don't think so.
You sure?
Why?
That's like you having but Justin couldn't do blackface?
I mean, like, you can have...
That's like you have an Arabian night theme party. How does that...
So, like, what, disband Chinatown all of a sudden? I can't go walk down Spadina?
Nice, Craig. Balance. We've restored everything here in the Hidden Six, episode 63.
Hit me up, yo.
Man.
I'm going to be traveling to the States soon. I'm excited for that.
Oh, no, I'm not.
I'm excited. Because
I'm terrified. Oh, no, you'll fit right
in. I'll fit right in. I fit the type. Let me get my flannel.
Welcome, brother.
You got Craig. Let me throw that flannel. Let me get that right quick.
Welcome, brother. I need some swag. Can you get my Trump hat?
We had to end it on somewhat of a positive
note. Yeah, guys, you know what? This episode might seem a little bit doom and gloom at times, but sometimes they're really serious discussions and things that we do think that do need to get talked about, a truth or fat on. But as you do in your own circles, these are things that in this day and age that you can't miss it, you can't ignore it. It is life.
That's it.
I say this, pray for Haiti. They're going through it right now. Talk to all your friends that are going through it. Make sure you're checking on your friends. Like, I called Biggs the other day, one of my buddies. I don't care if you hear this, Biggs. Check up on your friends, loved ones, your parents and all that. Mom, I love you. Hope you speedy recovery. And that's it, Craig. Anything to say to people?
I'm going to leave it at that. Shohei Ohtani is innocent.
No, shit.
Freedom and them.
Okay, good. So Craig's going to come with his Ohtani apology because he's a scammer. And I'm going to be right because we need to get off of Kate's back.
I'm just saying, more justice for the pedophiles and little more lenience for the compulsive gamblers.
I could not agree more. I could not agree more. We'll talk about Bruno Mars and that big bill he racked up in Vegas later on.
Look, make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.
Welcome to the new listeners.
All the time. But you got to make sure you pass this on, all right? You got to pass the sauce. Tell them pull up a chair at the Hidden Six. That's THEHIDDENSIX. That's at the Hidden Six on all of your streaming platforms.
Hey, yo.
Catch y'all next time.
Peace.
Peace.